When the coach recruits a kid and the coach leaves, the new coach is bringing in his guy.
There's no competition. Or his
girl. There is no competition. Hey, there is no fair. No, it's not what it is.
You don't get to try out for the spot. It's already predetermined.
It's predetermined. It is what it is. Some grown-ups will never move in their entire life. And these kids that are 18 to 24 years old might move two or three times in a four-year period.
Yep.
And the whole goal is to get a degree. So a guy told me that Gerard was in the seventh grade, and I still play by it. Play sports. Don't let sports play you. He said football. He said, play football. Don't let football play you. Welcome to Reading the Room. We're here in this space because we're always approached on how do we do everything we do. How did you know that? How did you know you didn't tell that was going to happen?
So we thought we'd make it a podcast on Reading the Room with our insights and share as we go a little from our past experiences, things we're going through now.
Giving our perspective on certain topics, both professionally and personally, to give you the edge you need to read the room you're in.
Hey. Hi, everyone.
What's going on?
Welcome back.
We're exhausted.
Yeah. We've just been going over everything we've gotten done the past couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I think we can almost breathe, though. It's almost there. And then the weather's cooler now, so I'm excited.
Yeah. So here, like, share, subscribe. Please do, right? We would appreciate it.
We're having so much fun.
We are, and we'd like to keep doing this.
We love hearing from you guys. It's been really interesting conversation, so we're excited about that, too.
Yeah. So today, we're going to talk about... I guess college sports, right? So we got two kids in college. We got one that's getting ready to try to do the same thing now. And really, we want to talk about, there's some misconceptions out there. There's some good things out there, but there's also a lot of falsehoods. But then also, they actually change the narrative on some of this stuff.
Right, and I feel like it's just going to keep changing and evolving. I don't really think it's going to be set in stone anytime soon, do you?
Nope, but the thing is like, I think it's getting pretty close because... What they did is they basically made it say like, oh, the kids, they transfer, they're going to get this money, they're going to do this stuff. It's not fair. They're ruining the game. Right? But what happened, really, if you think about it, college football just implemented semester by semester cuts. And they can go get new guys after every single season.
Yeah, I think they've definitely altered the rules a little bit. So now that... the colleges do have the upper hand.
They totally have the upper hand, but they're selling it to you and me as like the cop. Well, you can go wherever you want. So what's happening now is we just did it. We had two kids graduate and both of them enter the portal upon graduation.
Right.
So they fulfill their duties at their school.
Yep.
Right. One of them had a coach leave. Right.
Right. So it wasn't really due to any fault of his.
No fault of his. Coach left. So then everybody was like, well, why did he leave? Why didn't he just stay there and tough it out? Oh, you know, compete. Because here's the deal. You guys remember what Deion Sanders did? Deion Sanders left Jackson State University. Deion Sanders went to Colorado. And then he went in there on camera and said, hey, here's your new quarterback. And here's all you guys might want to hit the portal. Everybody freaked out. They were like, I can't believe he's doing that. How can he say that? All Deion said out loud is what every coach in America does.
Exactly.
He just said it out loud.
And that's why I love Deion so much.
And everybody wants to get mad at him, but all he did was just say what everybody's doing. So then now, fast forward 3 or 4 years, our kids are in the portal. When we showed up to the official visit, when they called our son, we basically go into the room and they had a stack of papers.
Right.
And on the stack of papers, it was like, hey, here are all the kids that we're going to have exit meetings with. So they're basically letting kids go, and they're bringing in new kids. They're letting kids. And then there's another college that I know. None of our kids go to this school, but I know the coaches over there, Division I program. And what they're doing is they're saying to the kids, "Hey, you know what? We don't think that this institute and this university is the right fit for you. Why don't you here's your permission to hit the portal, get the step in." So basically the portal is basically where all the cut kids go now.
Where they have turned it into that.
They have turned it into that. So at first it was like, oh, the kids are hopping from here. So that's what they do. They want to talk about the 1% of the kids at the Division I Power 4 program to say, oh, they're running for money and this and that. But then there's 102 other schools in the freaking college world where all these kids are just running around trying to get scholarships and trying to stay on the team.
Right. And they're just trying to finish school.
They're just trying to finish school.
At the end of the day. Yep. You know, and they go through a lot of turmoil when they go through these situations. So it's really not about the kids are selfish. They're in it for themselves. They're only doing this and that. There might be a small, less than 1% chance of that.
Yeah.
But the majority of them are just trying to do the right thing and finish school.
They want to finish school because everybody at the end of the college season, right? Like, so right after November, December, right before bowl season, everybody's like, oh, it's not fair. The kids are jumping into the portal before the bowl game. And then, it's not fair to the other kids and they have to get out of the bowl game. But here's the deal. If the kid, listen to me, if the kid doesn't get into the portal when the portal window is open, that means that coach can bring in a new kid after the portal closes because that kid's already in the portal. Mm. They can bring in another kid, and then you're either out of the scholarship or you're not playing. Mm-hmm. So what happens is at the end of the year, end of December before bowl season, everybody enters the portal because that's when they just enter the portal. They don't even have anywhere to go. They're just entering the portal in case coach brings in somebody. Mm-hmm. But coach is always surfing because soon as our son graduated, soon as Gianna graduated from University of Oregon, the second she hit the portal, her phone was ringing.
Yes.
She didn't go call in schools going, hey, I want to come to your school.
She hadn't even announced it yet on social media.
There was a college coach in Oregon at the Nationals that called her and said, hey, we need to talk. So with Gerard, he was a little different. He enters the portal, same thing. Nobody called right away, but then everybody starts following him on TikTok and following him on Twitter and all this kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So then we start going on visits, but then now he's 23, 24 years old. Mm-hmm. They're bringing him in, and then a lot of them, they're saying, hey, we want you to play this position because we're not happy with what we have right here. We're about to cut this kid. We need you here. So the big problem is like, okay, everybody thinks that the kid just portal, like the portal's like this thing in Mario Brothers where you just go in the thing and then you just show up there, right? But what has to happen? Right. When a kid enters a portal and they say, I'm going to Kennesaw State. Let's just use it for example because that's where Gerard is.
Yep.
What happened the day that was, what did we have to do?
He had to go tell his coach, right?
Number one, right?
Had to go tell his coach.
Yeah.
Get the paperwork signed. Wait for that to go through. There was just a lot of different things.
Yeah, but then from a parent and kid, from a life standpoint, what happens next? We had to freaking pack the car.
Oh, yeah. Once we figured out where he was going.
Okay, now mind you, if it's December, because he was in the portal in January, mind you, that when school ends in December, there's something that starts January 20th. It's called school. Mm-hmm. So you have to be enrolled. You have to have all your paperwork, your sickle cell, your physical. Mm-hmm. You got to find somewhere to live. Mm-hmm. You got like 3 weeks.
Yep.
Right? On our dime. Not on their dime.
Right. And on their time too, because then they've got to maybe get a form that they had submitted before with another team, but the team doesn't have that. All of a sudden, so they've got to go redo those forms. There's just a lot that get thrown at them that they're not really counting on, that all of a sudden they have to get finished themselves.
How do we get there? How do we have transportation? Where are we going to live? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, here's the five. Gianna came here, right? Mm-hmm. Here are the five or six apartments where most of the kids are staying at, because you can't stay on campus because you're a transfer student, you're a graduate student.
So you
got to find somewhere to live. So find somewhere to live, find some transportation, find out where your classes are, find out who your teachers are, register for school, all the above in like 3 weeks.
Right. Yes, and for someone like Gianna, that's a really stressful.
And we did it twice this year.
Someone like Gerard, he's just like, I'll just put everything in trash bags. I'm good.
Yeah, and he didn't
even want us to come down. We insisted on coming down and helping him out. And I think at the end of the day, he was grateful for that.
And we went down there, put together the entertainment center. Bottom five guys twice, got him some food. Where's the grocery store? Where's the Walmart? Where's the Costco? Where are we going to get food from?
Yeah.
Right? How do we swipe so I get on my card?
I feel like he's different from Gianna because he didn't really even wonder about that stuff. He just was thinking, I'll just find it out as I need it, right?
Yeah.
But Gianna wanted to know everything.
So here's the thing is like, we talk about these kids, they say they're selfish and they're going for themselves and they're trying to do this for money and they're not loyal. And we're teaching the kids that they're running from their problems. But basically some grownups will never move in their entire life. And these kids that are 18 to 24 years old might move two or three times. Mm-hmm. In a 4-year period.
Yep.
And the whole goal is to get a degree. So a guy told me, and Gerard was in the seventh grade, and I still play by it. Mm-hmm. Play sports. Don't let sports play you. He said football. He said, play football. Don't let football play you. But it goes for everything, right? Mm-hmm. And it's basically you have to use the sport and use your ability that you're given, plus you train for all your life, and you have to use that to get to where you want to be. You know what I'm saying? And use it as a stepping stone. And I tell the kids all the time, the reason why they're able to play the way they are is because our job, I was just thinking about it just now, because, all right, so Gabby just forgot her shirt. She didn't bring her shirt.
Right.
I don't believe in this. I mean, we could be totally like, they've got this thing where it's like, oh, this is let the kids fail. Let them figure it out on their own. Now, I got your six. Here, I got your back. Because I want you to just focus on getting good grades and playing your sport. Because that, in the long run, if you can do those things, we don't have to pay for school. It's going to save us $100,000. So I'm like, look, let them play freely. Let them think freely. Let them give it 110% because they can use the sports thing to get this free school thing and then catapult them forever, right? But you can't look at these kids and be like, oh, they're selfish. They're leaving for money. They're doing all this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's just, they're just going through so much at that point, right? With the sports and being told to go somewhere else and then meeting up with a new coach, making sure you guys are a good fit. I think Gianna, even hers wasn't even really planned. Like, she just kind of decided close to last minute, you know what? I want to get a master's. I want to have another season. She did have one season, but she wasn't really, you know, worried about it. Now she's like, okay, I want to do this. So
yeah, we can get her bachelor's degree for no money. Go get it. Like, why? Why go to work when you can't, when they got plenty of time to take the spike? Once you can't put the spikes on anymore, the helmet, it's done. So you got to keep putting the spikes on and the helmet on as long as you can.
Yep.
And then, like, so like we were saying before, is every year is just try to put the spikes on one more time. And everybody's like, well, you know, Gerard, the kids just need to, you know, competition. They can't be afraid of competition. I'm going to tell you something right now. When the coach recruits a kid and the coach leaves, the new coach is bringing in his guy.
There's no competition. Or his girl.
There is no competition.
Hate to break it to you.
There is no fair. It's not what it is.
You don't get to try out for the spot.
You don't get to try out.
It's already predetermined.
It's predetermined. It is what it is. Now, there are some situations where a kid that may have walked on that may have the opportunity. But, like, if you're a kid and you got there and you were recruited by this guy, and you're, let's just use the quarterback for a perfect example. If you're the quarterback, and it happened to Gerard, he was playing quarterback. Here comes coach with his new quarterback. You got to go.
Yep.
So in his last situation, he played 300 snaps last year. He did well. He did extremely well. Caught a couple of touchdowns. Coach left, went to another school. So then there was this void where there was no coach. And we were like, okay, we can do one or two things. We can sit here and pray and hope that the new coach doesn't bring in a whole bunch of guys.
Right.
Or we can be proactive and enter the portal and try to find another opportunity before the new coach comes. Because what we didn't want to do is he didn't want to leave when the new coach came.
Right.
Because if you do, then you're leaving coach.
Right.
But if you leave before the coach shows up because there's uncertainty, you don't know where you're going, then you should be able to go where you should be able to look around. And then that way, if coach comes in and be like, hey man, you know what? I really want to be here, but I didn't know if the guy from Mississippi Valley State was going to come in with 50 guys. So he did the first thing, hedged his bet on himself, entered the portal and then found a new spot.
And that's one thing we tell our kids. You bet on yourself every time.
Bet on yourself every time.
Yep.
Because nobody else will.
No question.
We will in this house. Of course. I mean, you know, the family, your family will bet on you. But these coaches don't care about you for the most part if they didn't recruit you. If the coach recruited you and looked us in the face and looked the kid in the face and said, hey, look, I'd love to take your son. So that's another thing, too, is coaches are loyal a lot of times to the people they recruited. So if I'm playing quarterback and my coach gets fired and the new coach comes in, and the new coach is going to look at the kid who he recruited, looked at his parents in their face, in their kitchen, and said that if I leave this job, I'm taking your son wherever I go. Mm-hmm. So then he already has an obligation, loyalty to that family. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have any loyalty to us at all. Mm-hmm. So he's going to bring in his kid all day.
Right.
Because he told that family that he was going to bring his kid with him if he left. So you got to go. Because mm-hmm. if not, you can sit there and wait. Here's another example. Cam Ward, okay? Mm-hmm. Quarterback for the Tennessee Titans. That dude was at Miami. Mm-hmm. Georgia's quarterback is now at Miami. Mm. So here's what happened. All right, let me explain to you this whole trickle-down thing. Cam Ward graduates. So there's five. Let's just say there's five quarterbacks on the roster. Let's say there's five quarterbacks on the roster at University of Miami. Mm-hmm. Cam Ward goes to the NFL. Number one draft pick in the NFL. That means there's four quarterbacks on the Miami roster. Mm-hmm. All four of them are like, yo, man, I'm going to start this year because Cam's gone. Mm. So then here comes Beck, right, from Georgia. Did he knock on Miami's door? No. The coach from Miami replaced. So basically he brought in mm-hmm. a quarterback from Georgia. Right. So then there's four quarterbacks at Miami mm-hmm. that have zero shot of taking a snap in Miami because they just brought in a guy. So guess what those four guys do? They enter the portal. Mm-hmm. And then what do? They're at Miami and they might go to Kennesaw State or they might go to Marshall. So basically they're going to go from a Power Four school mm-hmm. to a Group of Five school or something, right? Mm-hmm. So then when that kid shows up, so then now, oh my God, this kid backed up Cam Ward. And now he's here at Memphis. So guess what happened to the five guys in Memphis? They just brought in this guy. So mm-hmm. then now those five guys got to go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So then they transfer. They go to Furman or Samford or Austin Peay or something like that. They show up. I brought in this quarterback from wherever. Mm-hmm. So then now you got four more guys that go run somewhere else. Mm-hmm. All because a coach recruited a kid after Cam Ward got drafted by the Tennessee Titans, number one. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is we have changed the narrative of college sports from the kids are being selfish and the kids are, you know, running from competition and running for money. But really the narrative is we've changed college sports that they can cut you after a semester and go get somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Right.
And all these coaches are talking about, oh man, I hate the portal, blah, blah, blah. And then the second that somebody enters the portal, they're all on the phone.
Exactly.
don't blame it on the kids, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So now we got agents and we got all this kind of stuff and NIL, they can make money, this and that. But really, mm-hmm. here's the thing. Another thing too, whenever a player or a member of the unit of the organization that's at the bottom of the food chain, if they're making money, mm-hmm. it's only like a 1/1000th of a percent of what everybody else is making.
Exactly.
So if this kid's making $5 million a year playing college football, what is the organization making? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah, so that's it. So we wanted to talk about, you got anything you want to cover on that? What else did we miss?
I mean, no, you got everything covered. They're going to, you know, it's not just all about the portal. They got to find a place to live. They got to figure out what they're going to drive. If it's a car or a scooter.
Scooter. How far it is.
A bike.
How far it is. How far is, what's the weather like? What are we going to do?
Right.
What are they going to, oh my God, we got to get some new shoes. Mm-hmm. We got to send them this stuff. And then we got to find out where the Walmart is or the Kroger.
Yeah, it's not all fun and games. It's life, you know.
It's life.
It's them having to figure out life. A lot of times before many adults had to ever figure out.
We moved three times. Gerard has been to four schools.
Yeah, he has. And yep. He's learned a lot through that process, and he's grateful for it.
He's grateful for it, and he's getting school paid mm-hmm. for, and he plays Friday mm-hmm. night. All right? I can't wait. It's going to be the biggest game ever.
Exciting.
It's going to be such Wake a good Forest. Time.
Yep.
So we got two kids playing college sports, getting master's degrees. Mm-hmm. We got one that we just went on a recruiting trip 3 days ago.
Yep.
And we got one that's a ninth grader. We got three more years of 2029 try to be a student athlete as well.
And I'm sure that every time that we go through this with Gabby and Gage, that it's going to be different.
It's going to be so much different every single time.
It's just so much going on.
But just know the house always wins. Mm. So the tables are always stacked that the university, no matter what you think, so they basically let the kids believe that they had the leverage, but they really don't, because I'm telling you, went into that office and there was a stack of kids they were getting ready to, we just went through it. Mm-hmm. Hey, we had to get down to 45 kids on the track team.
Right.
Then we had to cut a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And then two of the kids that were giving us a tour, they just got there out of the portal.
Right. In January.
So it's the portal is a real thing. So mm-hmm. you got to get it. So the thing is, though, is like it's stacked to the university. It's not stacked towards the kids.
Right. And whatever benefit it does give the children, why wouldn't you root for that? Right.
Thank you so much. We're going to drop the mic on that.
Mm-hmm.
Root for that.
Let's support those babies.
Support the babies. Mm-hmm. Have a good day.
Bye.
See you.